participating Ace stores for details.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Have you checked out the Doug Steffen website today? Our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has a mess of deals for Freebie Friday.
Restaurant.com. Restaurant.
Say that again, Rich.
Com. All right. Being the biggie. The good one.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some spring produce and natural immune booster suggestions for you. We'll talk about those. Phil will join us later on. On Good Day. Right now, though, the lady who was responsible, we've actually talked to Kristen Canty before. When I first met her, I think it's been over a year. Kristen, when did I first meet you? Was it more than a year ago, wasn't it? When?
Over a year, yeah. At the Raw Milk Symposium.
Right, out in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And found out that you were a neighbor of mine, lived in Concord, Massachusetts. The reason that I wanted to, when I first knew what you were doing, I wanted to meet you and find out more about what you had been working on, but now even more important, the reason she's a film producer and has a website, FarmageddonMovie.com. She's produced, remember, Richie, we talked about this?
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a movie trailer, which is the video of the day at DougSteffen.com today, The Unseen War on America's Family Farms. All of you know how important agriculture is to me. I grew up on a family farm, been around cows all my life, have a dairy farm now. It's threatened by the government of the United States of America. And the government of the United States of America is supposed to be the government of the people, and by the people, and for the people. But when you hear and see some of these stories, you realize how untrue that is. This government of the people is gone, for the people, gone, by the people, gone. Special interests rule, and it becomes trite even. But we hear this conversation a lot around elections. But you really need to know how, in this instance, I think, Kristen, it's so crazy because on one hand, the government, you and me, through the government that we pay for, are trying to enhance or trying to promote or trying to tell you that it's good to support your local family farmer. The local boer movement has never been stronger, increasing 12, 13, 14% a year. And that is the number of people who will go find a local farm or a farmer's market, buy things locally. They want to know where the food is produced, how it's produced, et cetera, et cetera. So because Kristen has firsthand experience, knows what's going on the family farms in our country, too many of them, she decided to produce a movie, and the movie is now being released. It's called Farmageddon. A lot of people probably ask you, how is this versus Food, Inc., for example, or some of the other things that have been extraordinarily condemning, damning of our food supply. This is about the government versus the other movies that we're talking about that have been produced before were about the big business of farming, right?
Yes, exactly. I don't really get into what's happening with the industrial agriculture. Mm-hmm. What I do in the movie is show real families trying and real co-op owners trying to get all of their food from the farms or the farmers themselves that have a thriving community, a thriving business, providing food right to their neighbors and community members and how they get shut down by the government.
Yeah. It is more than disgusting, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. It's more than tragic. It's just beyond belief, really. And I think that's the best way to describe it, Kristen. I've not seen the whole movie yet. Is there going to be a screening first around here before it opens up? I'd like to come, or I'm going back to Los Angeles in a couple of days. I'm wondering where this thing is going to open and what kind of promotion you have behind it. Is this something that will, it'll be one of these grassroots movies that people start blogging about it, and there'd be tweets, and the people on Facebook. Matter of fact, I would like to, Jennifer, let's make sure all of our Facebook pages have people focused on the video of the day at DougStephan.com, sure, so they can see this trailer, or they can go to FarmageddonMovie.com to see the trailer. What will they see, Kristen?
Everything's coming out very soon. I am going to be releasing the website within the next month, and the movie is going to premiere in Washington, D.C. at the West End Theater in June, and I will announce that date very, very soon, and it's going to release also about the same time or right consecutively in Los Angeles, so if you want to come to
Los Angeles.
Well,
actually, maybe if you invite me, I'll come to Washington. I'll go with you to Washington for the premiere there. It'll be interesting to see who you get to come and see this in Washington, because it's really aimed at the people in Washington. Supposedly legislators are in charge, but these rogue agents that work for even the FBI, they go into, describe a couple of the circumstances, a couple of the scenes from the film where these agents from the FBI and the FDA go in with their guns drawn into people's homes, farmers' homes.
Yeah, I think the one that, well, there's a few of them that drew me in the most that just really made me want to make this movie is a Mennonite home. This farmer, you know, the Amish and the Mennonites have been drinking unpasteurized milk forever, and this particular farmer that you'll see in the movie, he again had a thriving business providing raw milk and yogurt and cheese and grass-fed meats to his neighbors, and the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, as you'll see, came into his farm, and his seven children were kept up in a room for and his wife
at
for
gunpoint.
A number of hours.
At gunpoint.
The guns were not drawn, but they did have guns.
Yeah.
There's other cases. There's a case in Ohio where there were eight children, and the guns were actually drawn on them, and they were held, and that was just for running a co-op.
Right. This is for a food co-op to distribute foods that are not deemed healthy by the government, but deemed healthy by the people who use them. And they've made their own choices. This could happen to me.
Let me tell you something.
Kristen, you've been to my farm store in Framingham, right?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. It's legal in Massachusetts to do this, but you could find, you know, the feds one day say, no, you can't sell raw milk anymore. And they could come into my store with a gun, and they'd probably end up shooting me because I wouldn't be quiet.
And we have Amish markets around here in the Maryland area, and it's the best food that you will ever eat.
Of course it is. It's fresh. It's local.
It is amazing food.
Yeah. It is. And you said that it could happen in Framingham where it's legal in Massachusetts, luckily, to sell milk off the farm. It's legal in California also, and there is a raid in the movie that happened recently in California.
Right.
So it could happen anywhere at any time, and a lot of Americans don't know that this is happening.
Well, they don't understand that it's happening. They understand why. So let's talk about that in a moment. We have Kristen Canty, who's a filmmaker, professional producer, director. She has decided for the last couple of years to give herself to this project, which is going to culminate, as she just explained, with an opening in June. She's now got a trailer, and we have the video of the day, probably the first real exposure this thing has gotten in sort of the mass market. Go to the Doug Stephan website, see the video of the day, which is Farmageddon, the trailer from the Unseen War on America's Family Farms. Kristen continues with us here in a moment on Good Day, quarter past the hour.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Spring is finally here. So hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
All right. The focus here on Good Day is this film, Farmageddon, but more importantly, the war on America's family farms. I started to say Kristen Candy, who's the filmmaker, we were talking about the essence of the government on one hand with your tax dollars, promotes the local war movement, says that it needs support, we're behind you, we're really with you, and then they have these agencies, the FDA, the USDA, although the USDA is not so high-handed as the FDA. FDA is the worst. But there have been FBI raids, and it goes on and on and on. Local police, state police in some jurisdictions who go into these homes and they attack. And our government attacks people who are citizens for doing something that's perfectly legal, or in this case, it has to do with choice. It isn't so much that you would be upset at perhaps somebody saying, you know what, you really ought not to do this. But when these jerks go in there with their guns to scare the hell out of people, and all they're doing is trying to make a living and selling something that people want, and you can say, well, that's the case with drugs, too, and they're illegal. I think we're in different territory, Kristen, aren't we?
Yes. Well, in this case, sometimes the food was illegal, and sometimes, as I said, the food wasn't. In Pennsylvania, you are allowed to sell raw milk also out of stores.
Yeah.
However, you're not allowed to sell yogurt, butter, and cream, the value-added products.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of consumers that want that. So they've started private membership clubs, and that's what's happening in many of these cases. These people have started private agreements because they don't want to go to the supermarkets for their food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get their foods directly from people that they know and trust, and the
right.
government doesn't seem to like that.
No, well, because the government is controlled. If you look at the campaign contributions from the big producers, the big food combines, the agribusinesses, all those people give millions and millions and millions of dollars to the politicians when they're running for re-election, of course they're going to have an unfair sway because you and I can't do that.
Exactly. And so the farms in Ohio, the case in Ohio where the eight kids and the mom were raided for hours, she had found like 40 farms in her area that had no way to get their produce to market. The supermarkets
yeah.
weren't taking their food. So she and her friends had a great idea to just go get the food themselves and have it picked up in one general area, and that's what caused the raid there.
And to complete that thought, the reason the supermarkets weren't taking the local food is because it was more expensive, even if it's better. Locally grown is always more expensive, and that's really weird. You can truck in or ship in lettuce from Mexico or milk from China or whatever the produce is. That's grown outside the United States that we know is inferior at best. You can do that cheaper. That's all the supermarkets care about. They want stuff that's cheap. They can sell you cheap and no regard to what is really good for you. And that's really what people are railing against. That's why they want to go to these places to find and buy the food that's actually grown there, right?
Right. And yes, and the supermarkets are also tied to distributors. They're forced to buy the food all year. If they buy it in the winter, they need to buy it in the summer also.
Yeah, right. So, that,
so they can't take others.
And they can't do the local thing. All right,
right.
Check out this. Farmageddon is the video of the day. We'll certainly have some more conversation with Kristen as it gets closer to the release of this film, but I wanted you to have that video so you could check it out. Kristen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, 21 after on Good Day.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Bye.
Van Halen.
No,
what?
I'm sorry, you didn't say that you wanted Van Hagar. Do you need Van Hagar?
Yes, I do.
David Lee Roth.
Well, I see you weren't paying attention to the story.
Why? Well,
it's all about Sammy Hagar.
Hold on. That's
who, by the way, is my friend. You know?
Van Halen. He's friended you?
Well, no, Facebook? he lives next door to the house that I stay at in Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. Oh,
yep.
Okay. Can you go over and say hi to him?
All right. Of course.
Here's Van Hagar here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Nice job, Ricky, screwing it up again.
You have to say, man.
Van Halen
or Van Hagar?
Van Halen is a great friend of Charlie Sheen's.
Eddie Van Halen?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
So now you got me confused. Worried about this. Two important
confused.
Guys. I know you.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen as the leader of the band Van Halen, but Sammy Hagar, an important member, not always.
The second lead singer.
When they were any good, Sammy Hagar was a part of Van Halen when they were any good. That's what it is. That's my prejudice.
Okay.
I don't care about you. That's my prejudice.
Right.
Leave it alone.
David Lee Roth fans will debate you on that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
David Lee Roth is a little cuckamonga.
But yeah, he's very cuckamonga.
Well, so Hagar is too, apparently.
No, Hagar's
at least,
pretty cool.
Well, here's the story. If you'd let me tell it, like 2 minutes it's taken us to get to what the story is.
Well, you got to pick the right songs. Go ahead.
He's written a new book called Red, My Uncensored Life in Rock. And during one of the first interviews to promote the book, he said that he has been abducted by aliens. And they have messed with his brain.
I believe that.
The story is in Reuters this week. Chatting with a reporter, he mentions a passage in the book that describes a dream that he had about being contacted by ETs. He said the dream actually happened. It's real. They were plugged into me. It was a download situation where they uploaded something from my brain, some kind of an experiment. He said he thinks that he saw an alien spaceship in broad daylight when he was 4 years old.
Cool. That's what's going on.
And this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. When I get up in the morning, sometimes it's not too early, but when I do and I want to rock, I listen to Doug Stephan.
Yeah. There you go. Right. So apparently he and Eddie Van Halen haven't seen each other for 10 years.
Yeah, they came to kind of a fisticuffs at the end of their relationship.
Yeah. So is he still, does he have all his new teeth in, or is he still partially toothless?
Eddie?
Yeah.
I think he's got...
Right, yeah, it was
yeah,
Van Halen.
Sammy Hagar's got great teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's cute.
All right. Yeah.
A little.
Took us a long time to get there, folks, but that's the story. All right. Another
part of this?
Entertainer slash singer in the news today, Gwen Stefani. A weird looking chick.
No, she's beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah, she's great.
May
she's
I express my opinion?
1940s.
You can say what you want. I'm telling you, I think she's a weird looking chick.
She's hot.
Good for you, Richard.
You used to think Elizabeth Hasselbeck was nothing to look at.
Right, now I know better.
Right.
Anyway, I mean, it's just that I'm distracted by her hairdos. So, the story here is that Gwen Stefani has joined Sandra Bullock. She's supporting the relief effort in Japan by sending $1 million to various sources, various help agents this week. $1 million to Japan. As you know, there's not a lot of money that's being donated by Americans to the Japanese, because a lot of the political talkers have said, hey, they didn't help us when we had our problems. Why should we help them? And that seems to be taking its toll on the otherwise generous, the usual generous nature of Americans. But let's face it, we're all having a tough time. It's not like how many people do you know
has more to do with
write a check for $1 million. Nobody's got any extra money.
Right. Oh, I can write a check for $1 million.
So can I.
Good for you. Have a good
time.
28 past the hour. Peter Greenberg up now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Group buying sites. You've probably seen them, but are they really worth logging onto? Several group buying sites now offer travel experiences at discounted group rates. But there's more to the deal than the dollar amount, so you gotta read the terms and conditions. TripAlerts.com specializes in travel discounts. You may save a couple $100 on a 7-day cruise, but that doesn't include any extras like shore excursions or drinks, and it can't be combined with any other discount. There's a website called Rulala. It's teamed up with the luxury network Virtuoso to offer upscale travel experiences like a 4-night stay as a final sale item. This means no cancellations or modifications. Living Social Escapes offers weekly travel packages, but a recent description for the Gaylord Opryland Resort includes phrases like spend the morning at the Country Music Hall of Fame and enjoy a porterhouse steak at the Old Hickory Steakhouse Restaurant. The catch? The package doesn't include any of those things. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until the debt is settled. All with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief. Managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 800-273-0179.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Turn out the lights.
Shut that door.
Close that door.
This is our friend Jewel.
Yeah. All right, so we're at 33 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to work through some of the problems you have today. We're here to solve your problems.
Yeah.
To fix your life.
Can I get on the couch and go first?
Yes, you can. What would you like me? All right, little girl, what is there that's bothering you? How may I help?
Oh, gosh, Dougie. Refinancing is stinky.
You're refinancing your mortgage, your house? Is that
You've
it?
You got a funky deal, though.
Really?
I have a funky deal.
You have
a funky
deal. I have
a funky Medina.
Yeah.
What else is weird? Ooh, taxes. Weird.
Taxes. We have 3 weeks. Taxes due in three weeks
to file your extension.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Roberta.
Stuart Bush let me down a little bit this year, Dudley.
Who did?
Stuart.
How's that?
I didn't get what I usually get back.
Well, that's not his fault. He didn't change. He didn't make the laws.
Well, I mean, nothing's changed in my life.
Yes,
yeah,
well,
but there's a new
except
president.
The tax laws and the president taking all your money. Other than that, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's about a 40% dip from what it was last year.
Really?
So
maybe you should go get a new tax preparer.
If the new tax laws have taken 40% out of what I get back over the course of the year, I mean, really, I shouldn't be getting anything back. I should be getting it all back at the end of the month.
Yeah,
with
right.
Paycheck.
I know, Rich. What do you want from me? You want to fire him? Fire him. You want to fire him on the air?
I got to go.
Stuart, you're fired.
Stuart, you have to work a little harder. A little harder. Sharpen that pencil.
All right. The this business of this is not most of you know. Follow this program. It's not a political show. Every once in a while, there are things that are said, however, about politicians that are amusing or intriguing. And the ladies of The View took on, I happen to like that show. Richie's always happy to tease me about me now liking Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I just think she's fetching. She's intriguing, interesting, all of those things. And so when they talk about something, it sort of, if there's a circle back to it, maybe it's of value for a moment or two. Donald Trump has been going everywhere declaring himself a candidate for the – he hasn't declared, but he is. By being as visible as he is, he's normally pretty visible anyway, but more visible, saying things like the country is in trouble.
Has he actually said
he would not announce until after The Apprentice was over.
So he's talking about what the country needs.
Yes, of course he's going to do it. He's the number one guy on the – if you look at all of the polls that have been done the last – since the CPAC convention, he's the number one.
The poll is putting Donald Trump up front. Come on now.
I would like you to go Google that, please.
Okay. All right.
Just check it out, Mr. Mouth, and you'll find that what I've said is, in fact, correct. Just look at polls regarding Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, one of the things he said on The View this week was that he wishes they could find Obama's birth certificate. So here are the ladies, Richie, it's 2502, who actually, somebody, I don't know who it is, found proof of Obama's birth in Hawaii.
Well, I think that we do have a picture of the birth certificate, do we not?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Obama's
birth certificate.
Obama the second, born in Honolulu, 1961, to his mother. Is there something else on there?
There also was a copy of it in the Obama headquarters in Chicago. There was issued out of Hawaii, a state hurricane.
All right, so does that put it to rest? Probably not. What do they call the group? The birthers, right?
The birthers, yeah.
Okay. All right, what did you find out, Richie, about Donald Trump and the polls?
I was just looking it up, but let's see here. Here's USA Today.
ABC.
It says polls show 90% of Republicans, Huckabee.
I love him.
15% Sarah Palin.
When was this poll taken?
12%. This is USA Today.
Never mind. You haven't got the right
poll. This is March 25th.
Yeah.
March 25th, Sarah Palin, 15. Newt Gingrich was 12%.
All right. You don't even have the right poll.
It doesn't give you the results that you want.
You Googled it wrong.
I said, Donald Trump
polling, or put, where does Donald Trump show up first in polling?
Ron Paul, 6%.
All right, let's
Donald
go back.
Trump at the end with 1%.
Why would I say that he led the polls and then it showed up that he was 1%?
Because you want him to lead the polls.
I hate to be a naysayer here, Dougie, because I've heard you say that. I never question you because I believe everything
you say.
All right,
let's go back to the New York
Times. My uncle was telling me, because I said, what about Donald Trump running for president? He said yesterday he's last in the poll.
No.
Huckabee's first.
No, Huckabee's worth it. Huckabee will never be able to live down the guy let out of jail first. Any opponent's going to use that against him, and that'll be the end.
But
of
he wants
people
the flat tax, and I love him.
Listen, I'm for the flat tax. All right, anyway, let's get back to Whoopi Goldberg. Apparently, some video has surfaced this week.
Here's a poll that supports you. Hold on a second.
That was shock. Whoopi Goldberg, who won the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Ghost.
High as a kite.
Was high as could be.
Really?
When she went up there to get the ceremony itself. She'd smoked a joint before because she was so nervous. And then when her name popped up, she went, oh, blank, oh, blank, oh, blank, and counted to five. And then she realized when she was up on stage, because she couldn't really say anything coherent, that she'd made a terrible mistake by smoking a joint before talking to 100 million people. Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
What, Donald Trump?
No, 205,000 views.
What is?
On her doing the Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah. All right. So, but you still haven't found proof of what I told you about Donald Trump.
Because there isn't.
There is too. Why would I say it? I never say anything knowingly that isn't true.
Sure
I don't
you do.
Try. No, I don't.
You do it all the time. You say the facts are irrelevant.
Well, but sometimes they're less irrelevant than others.
Only when you want them to be.
20 before the hour. I still think Donald Trump is better because he's more kind of into it.
Well, he's interesting.
Yeah,
for sure.
The other guys are just flat boring. My God, can you imagine Newt Gingrich as president? Ugh.
Not good.
Huckabee. Blah.
No.
Sarah Palin.
No, I can't go there.
No. I can tell you where to go, Richie.
Where?
Lumitone.
Oh, yeah, I need that.
Lumitone, you do need it. Every man listening to this program needs this. Every woman listening to this program needs Lumitone. Brand new. It is brand new. It'll make your eyes years younger. Not the eyes, not the pupils and the, you know, the eyes themselves, but around your eyes, you'll look years younger because Lumitone, you put on the skin underneath your eyes. Notice how I'm giving you a demonstration. Those of you who are looking online at DougStephan.com to the video, here's what you do. You put Lumitone just like that under your eyes. Richie could demonstrate as well because his eyes have dark circles under them and bags and lines and redness.
Not really bags.
Puffiness.
Puffiness.
The bags will fade from view almost immediately. 43% reduction in the appearance of puffiness permanently in just a couple of weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks. Bags gone. Skin good. Redness diminished by 50%. Okay, here's what you do. You contact the folks that make Lumitone. It's a new variety. I'm sorry, new variety. New Vitality product from New Vitality Health. You call them at 800-894-3302. 800-894-3302 to get a free bottle. Get yourself started with a free bottle of Lumitone made with a unique cream. It's not greasy, not oily. It's not like other creams. It gets rid of those dark circles, heavy bags. That's what you want. So you want to call 800-894-3302 for your free jar of Lumitone. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's the story. Ask them about Tautinol, which you put on your face during the daytime to protect it from the ravages of the wind and the sun, that sort of thing. It's great aftershave. And also Night Skin, which replenishes and moisturizes your skin at night. Good
stuff.
And
when you call, also ask them about that brown bag that you can put over your face.
Yeah, you can do that, too. But these are much better ways of fixing.
Yes, absolutely.
Anti-aging comes of age with this eye cream. It's Luma. Luma, L-U-M-A, Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
You know what, though?
What's that?
Before we go, I found some information that I think supports your Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You go.
A new poll just came out. Check this out. It shows that Donald Trump could beat President Obama in the 2012 presidential elections. Yes. Woo! Yeah, the poll was taken by the world's top-of-the-line polling company, Trump Polls International.
So I found your poll for you. There
That's
you go.
Very good.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
Spring is here, so as part of your annual cleaning routine, make sure you're also keeping your family safe by checking the batteries on smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. Philip Stittleberg, chairman of the National Volunteer Fire Council, says this is also a great time for families to be reminded of the crucial role volunteer firefighters have in our communities.
Of the more than 1 million active firefighters in the U.S., approximately 73% serve on a volunteer basis. More than half invest their own money in supplies and equipment for their department, up to $500 annually.
But there is a way consumers can help.
Duracell partnered with the National Volunteer Fire Council for the Power of Those Who Protect Us program. The goal is to donate 10 million batteries to the volunteer fire departments across the U.S. to help power devices and life-saving equipment. For every specially marked Duracell copper top battery pack purchased, Duracell will make a battery donation, which can also be directed to specific local departments by visiting Duracell.com/protect.
I'm Rick Cooper.
All right, the Doug Stephan Good Day program focusing here. I don't know whether we why didn't you do what we were going to do, Richie? You sort of caught me off guard because I wanted to do something with Ken, but I don't want to go to Ken quite this soon.
Oh, okay.
So what are we doing?
Well, then, our friends from Wells Fargo's are here.
Now, actually, here's something that I want you to think about before we go to Wells Fargo.
Okay.
The story that is all over the place and where a lot of people are having fun with this, the late-night talk show hosts focusing on Colonel Gaddafi's bodyguards. He has 40 of the biggest, toughest-looking women that you could imagine around him. They are supposedly all virgins. They have been his bodyguards, and the reason that he uses women is because he thinks men won't shoot women.
Yeah.
The women are around him.
Really?
They wear, some of them are wearing makeup and high heels. When they're not in their fatigues, they apparently are servicing him in other ways.
But how can they?
Well, you said they were all virgins.
Well, that doesn't mean they're servicing him that way. They can be virgins and still have, what does being a virgin have to do with being naked? It doesn't have anything to do with it. Right? Ken's here. There's no, you don't, just because you're naked doesn't mean that you're...
Okay, next conversation.
Absolutely. The two have nothing to do with each other.
Right, exactly. And it's also understood that Gaddafi wears lipstick. Did you know that?
Yeah, really? He definitely looks like he wears makeup.
Yeah, he does. He wears lots of makeup.
Don't knock until you try it.
Yes, friends, that's Dr. our medical Ken. Expert, Dr. Ken Kronos.
The makeup-wearing medico.
Right, exactly.
Not that I do it, but, I listen to it all day.
But you have a friend.
I listen to it all day, so, nothing surprises me.
I'm his friend, and I don't do that. So, anyway, all right, so we just get to this or what? Let's just get to it.
My wife does it, but I don't.
Your wife, your life, well, yeah. Why am I so tongue-tied after hearing that?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're That's trying to nice hide thing. The fact that you've worn lipstick before?
I've worn lipstick in movies, in television stuff, shoots that I've done for commercials. I've worn lipstick. They do that all. They put all kinds of makeup on.
We'll put
I even have
on
a makeup
guys.
Bag. I have a makeup bag.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You wear eyeliner, Doug, when no one's watching?
I have a name.
See how things can be taken out of context? Things are taken out of context.
I'm sure when you're strutting down the road with your makeup bag over your shoulder, you look darling.
You're cute.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert, Doug Steffen Good Day program is here. We have everybody together now to talk about Medifast for a moment and how well Richie has done. Hasn't done anything for his mind, but it's obviously fixed his body up a little bit.
That's
Jennifer's body is looking extraordinarily good. And Roberta, what can we say about Roberta?
That I'm just fantastic. I'm hot. I'm wonderful.
Right. She's gone from 180. She's looking for 150. She's on her way down to 150.
Actually, I was 182, and now I'm 164.
All right.
And I'm going for 150. It's been great.
Yeah. All right. So, Ken, these are the stories you hear all the time from your patients and other Medifast users. Same story. This is not unique at all.
Absolutely. The exam door shuts, and I hear people just ecstatic and happy that they finally got the weight off. They've been trying forever, and they keep it off, and they love this diet. They can go out with their friends and eat foods that they like.
All right, so take Dr. Ken's word for it. And by the way, there are 20,000 with 4 zeros, 20000 doctors who have recommended Medifast since it first went on the market in 1980. Tried, true, proven, very fast and safe. So 5 meals a day plus the lean and green meal. You have 70 different things to choose from that are all approved by doctors. You heard about the weight loss from all the people that are part of the program here. You go to 800-506-4115 to line up for this thing. Use Dr. Ken as a code if you'd like. This is an essential part of your looking your best, it seems to me. If you're trying to shed those winter pounds, now's the time and this is the place. 800-506-4115. That's 800-506-4115 for Medifast. All right, so Ken, what's the hot... What's
I have
the...
a story for Roberta this morning. She was asking about getting the vaccine for shingles earlier.
Yes,
the FDA has announced this morning people age 50 and older can now get Merck's Zostavax, and this is the shingles vaccine, and it's been approved because of a brand new study that just came out that it's effective and safe at preventing shingles in the younger age. Your risk of getting shingles, which is reactivation of the chickenpox virus, begins at age 50, from 2 in 1,000 before then to 6 in 1,000 people, and this is news, big news. We used to wait till age 60, but now it's 50.
All right.
Yay!
COCO, apparently, study out this week, very rich. Not that we didn't think this already, but apparently it's much better for you than we even thought before.
American Heart Association meeting this week. COCO may actually have significant health benefits. Yes, Doug. It's associated with lowering blood pressure, improving blood vessel health, and improvements in cholesterol levels. Among its other benefits, it's the flavonoids. It's good. Just watch for the calories and the fat.
More news every day about this from the American Heart Association meeting this week. Dr. Ken, the Heart Man, on Good Day.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Contemporary pop musicians, no matter how you stretch it. Can You Feel the Love Tonight from the movie The Lion King? Elton's birthday is today, 64, so it makes for a good reason to celebrate. Chuck Curry is off and running. He's going to Baltimore or something, I think, today. Isn't he, Richie?
Yeah, for
a wedding. For a wedding, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, hey, so meanwhile, we have a lot of things to
celebrate. Elton John and the music, yeah. He just had that little gnome movie,
yes,
that he was the producer of, and it's all Elton John hits is the music.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's basically pimping all of his music to, I guess, you know, if you sell a zillion copies of the movie and you use all the music, you're making a ton of money.
Yeah.
But a good little movie. A lot of fun. The kids enjoyed it. Like and it. It's, you know, it's just a nice, innocent, fun little movie.
All right. 55 past the hour. Time for our Friday contest on Good Day. We're going to play you an excerpt of we have three different clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 1990, and according to the promo I saw last night as I was dozing off, it'll be aired again this weekend. One of the most popular chick flicks probably of the recent era. So that gives you a few hints.
All right, I think I know what it is.
All right, well, let's see if you can verify that by playing the first clip.
Is there a bathtub involved?
Yes, there is.
Well, color me happy. Yep. There's a sofa in here for two.
Yep, there you go.
Got it.
800. 510-8255. We always sort of visit. Well, most of the popular movies we visit once a year, one way or another. So here's the next visitation, second clip.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
No, not exactly. What's your name?
Where you want to be?
Uh-huh. That maybe helps, maybe it doesn't. The first one, maybe.
No, it kind of does.
Sort of does it. 800-510-TALK. If you've never won before in Movie Moments and have the answer, now would be a good time for you to call and see if you can win the Doug Steffen Prize. Last cut from the movie.
Here's the gimme.
Gimme.
I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me.
I don't think that's a gimme at all.
No, it isn't.
No.
The first one was the gimme.
Well, this whole movie is a gimme.
Yeah, of course it is. So why are you working it over? All right, movie news coming right up here on Good Day. Stand by.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
All right, let's get to some movie news here. The Weinstein, is it pronounced it Weinstein or Weinstein? It's Weinstein, isn't it?
And that's depends on who
Weinstein.
It is.
Yeah,
Weinstein. It's
who
the production company. It's a big production, movie production company.
Oh.
They're the ones responsible for the King's Speech. They have said they're going to pull all the R-rated versions from theaters and replace it with a PG-13 rated version next week.
Yeah.
A lot of F-bombs.
What was R in it?
F-bombs.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, exactly.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
That's it?
Wow. Yep, yeah. Amy Adams, who is my new fast flame, what a beautiful woman I think she is, been offered the role in a big screen adaptation of Rock of Ages, which is a Broadway musical. You've been to that, Roberta?
I went to go see it,
no,
actually.
No, I haven't seen that one, believe it or not.
It's also
a
Jeff
Leppard song.
She falls in love with Tom Cruise in the movie.
How could you do that?
His character. Well, the character, you can do that, Rich. You can do anything in the movies. The Rock is in talks to star in the action thriller Snitch, play a father who goes undercover to catch a drug dealer after his teenage son is sentenced to 30 years for violating drug laws. Here's Sarah in Antiport, Pennsylvania. What's the name of the movie, Sarah?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. You got it. That's it. 59 after the hour.